Yo, 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 what's going on? It is Greg Lunt, and it is May 8th, 2019, and my apartment smells like Clorox because I just washed my bathtub. I Drano'd it right before because, you know, it was getting clogged up, and I was trying to think, all right, well, do I Drano first and then clean the tub? Or do I clean the tub first and then Drano? Right, because if you go Drano first, you kind of clear it out and you let all the yuck stuff from the cleaning kind of just go down easily. But then it kind of gets in, you know, it's starting the next round of clog. Or do you wash all the dirt stuff? You pile the dirt all on top, even if it takes like 10 minutes to go down, but eventually it goes down and then you Drano and it has to cut through like more shit. I thought that was a risky move, right? If you fucking just pile up all the dirt and just pray that it all goes down eventually, that's probably not going to work out. So I went Drano first and pierced that bad boy, then cleaned it, washed that down, and I'll be ready for a nice slick shower tonight. I waited a little bit long to do the podcast. It is 9 o'clock right now, so I should be done with this like 11 o'clock, which isn't too bad. There was a stretch there where I was going to bed at like 2, 3, 4 in the morning for like 4 out of 5 nights. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with that, like, now that I'm at this job, I feel like really possessive over my time. And it's almost like I go so far the other direction, just being like, I'm just going to do what I want to do because it's my time. So it's like, as soon as I get off work, I just go home and just like park back down in front of the computer and do whatever the fuck I want to do. I've been feeling kind of in my head more than normal and a little bit wound up and really kind of addicted to the technology. Like, I don't even let it go for a second right now. It's like, I can't go to the bathroom without it. I can't, you know, fucking go get a glass of water without making sure I have my phone. Most of it's YouTube, I'd say. You know, a little bit of Instagram. That's really about it. It's a lot of just video content. I'm just kind of devouring that. A lot of comedy. So I guess that's kind of a signal. You know, that's what's making me feel good right now. I'm watching Chris D'Elia and Theo Vaughn and Andrew Schultz. Actually, at the end of work today, I got in like a little Vine session. We were just sitting at the end of a meeting and had the room to ourselves, and we were just like watching Vines for like 15 minutes. On a YouTube playlist, so, you know, 6-second YouTube videos. It was pretty cool. There's a lot of old classic fucking Vines, dude. That was really like the start of what we have now. Like, Vine was the introduction to what Instagram is. It brings me back also, because that was an interesting time for me. I don't think I've ever really talked about this openly. I've definitely told some people, but in general, so I had a bunch of Vine followers, right? I had like 20, at the end, I had like 25,000 Vine followers. This was like 2000 and early 2014, maybe something like that. Or late 2013. I think I got on in like March or April of 2013, like the second or third month it was out. I had seen it on Twitter. Actually, my friend, who's my best friend in LA now, I don't think I ever told him this. I saw a Vine on his Twitter feed. He had posted, like, you know, just sitting in the back of a convertible or something and did like a piece by piece video. Remember how Vine, you could just hold the screen, let go, and then you could turn the phone somewhere else, hold the screen to record, let go, and you could create kind of like a piece by piece video. And I saw him post one of those. It was just him driving, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck was that? Like, how did you do that? And then I figured out it was Vine, which was owned by Twitter. And so I went in, and I started playing around, and I remember there were hashtags on the bottom, and you could kind of search by hashtag, and anyone that would post anything, you would basically just do, like, hashtag how to, hashtag, I don't remember what they were, man. But that was, like, the guaranteed way that you'd get views, like, right off the bat. All you had to do was kind of put that in the comment of your caption. And captioning videos and having a feed of videos, that wasn't a thing. So at the time, Instagram was just pictures, and Facebook video hadn't really taken off. And so There was nothing like it. I was in a relationship at the time that was kind of at its end. We didn't know it, but like we knew it kind of thing. And we'd been living together for like over 3 years and it was just slowing down big time. And I started getting on Vine and that was like my outlet. You know, that was like something I put a lot of time into that. So I was posting every single day. I was posting like these joke vines. Now, the thing about these vines was like half of them were my ideas and half of them I was taking from like weird Twitter. So, Twitter has these different subsections and one of them is called like there's baseball Twitter, there's black Twitter, there's like crypto Twitter, there's weird Twitter. And it's just like all these people that just post fucking jokes all day long. And they like, so I was like kind of taking a bunch of theirs and turning them into videos. I mean, there's really no excuse for that. It always felt a little bit off to me. It didn't feel super authentic. But and then I would also like go and I would spam like in the comments. Like that was before like now you see it on Instagram. So I was like the first wave of annoying fucking spammers, I guess. And I got a lot of followers that way. And I got a lot of people that actually liked my shit too. And a lot of big accounts started following me. I would stay up and I would post a lot like in the comments in big accounts. I'd be like, yo, check out my shit, whatever. And it was like addictive, you know, I'd just get like a lot of followers I'd open up every morning I'd wake up and I'd have like 99 plus next to the notifications. And it was just all people, new followers. And I was just like, it was felt so good. You know, it was filling this hole that I had. And, my girlfriend really hated Vine because, you know, I was like, why don't you just like cheer the fuck up? But really it was, you know, I was replacing her in a way. I was spending a lot of time on my phone. And yeah, there was just something really cool about Vine. I remember doing shit. I was ahead of the curve with Facebook too. I remember getting on Facebook the summer before I went to college. So this was summer 2005 and Facebook had just come out. It had been out for like 6 months or something. But it was only people with a .edu email address could use it. So Zuckerberg started it at Harvard and they branched it out to some other colleges. And then eventually it was all colleges, but only colleges. And it created this sense of demand outside of the .edu. And I remember when I first got into Indiana, this girl that I was going with was like, yo, you got to sign up for Facebook. Like as soon as you get your email, sign up. And I was like, all right. And at the time it was thefacebook.com. They didn't even own facebook.com. And it was such a simple site. There was no newsfeed or anything. It was basically just you put up a picture, but there were groups. They allowed you to make groups. And I remember what I did was I created IU Hotties 09. Okay. So that was the year we were going to graduate. And people were organizing groups by like graduation year and stuff. And no one knew each other. We were coming from all over the country and I created this group and I invited like every fucking hot girl. Like it wasn't weird to just message someone and be like, yo, what's up? Like, cause it was this brand new fucking technology and platform. It was like AIM was the only thing we really had before. And that was kind of different. And there was this brand new thing. And it was like, oh, these are real people. And I'm actually going to cot. Like these are all new people. And you're 18 years old and you're just like, yo. And you just like message everyone. And I'm just like, yo, like, I don't know what inspired me to do that. Or even like, I don't remember even feeling any kind of like, should I do it? It was just so obvious to create this group. And I had like 150 fucking smoke shows join it. It was like every hot girl that was going to IU that year. And I remember one girl not joining it that I liked. And, ironically enough, ended up being the girl who I dated all that time and, you know, I was living with it when I was doing the vines. So yeah, that's funny. I haven't thought about that in a long ass time. Fucking the beginning days of Facebook. I wonder what the next social media is going to be. Or is social media quote unquote done and the next stage is, you know, what is the next stage? I like to think that I'm kind of building something similar to what the next social network would be is like, but it's too niche because it's dating. But if you think about where can people go to share things, I guess a new form of media has to come out. So it probably is audio. Is you know, there's some kind of platform that uses audio, and you can listen to people talk. And we have podcasts, obviously, but it's got to be a more snackable format where you can listen to things that are more well-organized and fun and easy to consume. And I think there might have to be visuals that go with it too. Like, that's the problem, you know? Or I don't know, what if you just have like your fucking AirPods in? Like, everyone's going to have wireless headphones eventually, I guess. And so what if you just had a feed just running in your ear of like, hey, what's up? I saw an app that's getting, that got funded out here, that's like you keep up with your family and friends through audio. And I think it's actually made for AirPods. So that thing's going to be pretty cool. They just got like a couple million dollars. They're in LA. I forget what their name is. I think it's TTYL. Yeah, I think that's the name of the app. So I'm going to keep my eye on that. That should be interesting. But I'm kind of rambling right now. I smoked a little bit before this, which I probably shouldn't have done. I smoked like 2 hours ago. I used to do that a lot and just do them high. But I don't know. This is probably the most interesting one I've had in a fucking couple months. So maybe I should just smoke beforehand. I also made a conscious decision today to come in and like just go for it and just kind of like go down whatever path comes up. And I think I've been judging myself a lot. Like, I don't want to put out any negativity. I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to be like this perfect person sometimes in terms of, you know, just positive thoughts and not, you know, I do believe that what you put out there becomes you and things like that. And so even just letting myself get to a state of negativity, I feel like that's bad. But I need to kind of reframe that, because you have to be able to feel what you feel. I need to allow myself some space to be negative. And actually, you know, a lot of comedy comes from cynicism and from judging and like looking through things as not a human. Like, you need to look from outside yourself and outside humans to laugh at humans and laugh at ourselves. I used to be funnier on here because I think I was just embracing that side of me, that like raw side of me. And I haven't been embracing that at all the last few months, for sure. Probably since I started this fucking thing back up like 28 episodes ago, I probably haven't, I don't know, been funny at all. Like, I think I just gotta be looser and just like, I don't know, look out for funny stories. Like, maybe write down things in my day that I think are like funny and then talk about them and just practice being an idiot instead of like trying to be perfect all the time, because that gets really tiring really quick. So that feels good that I was able to just kind of dig through the archives of my brain, went back, relived Vine, relived Facebook. I'm now reliving the podcast in real time. I'm gonna bow out here, and this was a good one. Thank you guys for the messages and for the interest, and I love you very much. I appreciate your ears and your time, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.